Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight on CARE Radio, talking Atchison County basketball. Pleased to be joined now by the boys' coach in Corey Ecker, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, midseason tournament time last week, taking part in that Oskaloosa tournament. Fairly even in terms of just a four-team bracket, or not really a bracket, four-team field. You play everybody, place it 1 through 4, but nonetheless, you guys closing out that tournament last week with a big win against Veritas. Saw JCN, you saw Oskaloosa as well earlier in that tournament, but big win against Veritas to close things out. That final was 63-45, so let's start there. Just a big positive note to take away from the end of that midseason tournament last week.
Yeah, it was definitely good to get a win and kind of end our losing streak there. We played well against Veritas. I thought our defense after the first quarter kind of set the tone and created some turnovers, and we were able to get out in fast break and get some easy points. So yeah, I was pleased with our defense and just how well we were disciplined and stayed in our lanes and took care of that. And then obviously it's good when the shots are going in, and that helps to get that win. So
yeah, and you get a good play on both sides of the ball. James Gaddis, Henry Urban, those two guys highlighted on the all-tournament team. Talk about them throughout the course of the week. What'd you like? What'd you see from those two?
Yeah, James, being a freshman, kind of has his ups and downs throughout the year, but he's definitely a really good offensive threat for us. Obviously, he shoots the three well, and he just got a really good basketball IQ, so he's always big for us. And then in Henry, he's a point guard. He's aggressive on defense. Before Christmas, he really struggled with his offensive game. But he took it upon himself over Christmas break to get in the gym and do his own thing, get some shots up before practices and stuff. And since Christmas, you can see his shooting percentage and his points per game has really gone up. And it's good to see that for him, especially, that the hard work he's been putting in on his own, it paid off in the tournament where he, got all tournament team.
Yeah, and another kid we've talked about before, and maybe even last week, Riley Kessinger, he didn't make the all-tournament team, but this is a kid that you're liking his play, you're continuing to see growth. So in terms of Riley, what have you liked, not particularly, I guess, just last week, but again, a kid that's been growing throughout the course of the year?
Yeah, he's young too, he's a sophomore, but he was thrown into the action last year as a freshman as well, so he's a hard worker. He puts in the work on his own, he wants to be good, and he does that, and it's starting to pay off. And I told him that it's so good to see his growth and his development and each and every game. And, these last few weeks, he's really stepped up, and he's usually not a big, offensive scorer for us in terms of points. He does a lot of the things, that people maybe don't see, when they watch the game, but he guards the post player. He's a hustler. He's physical. He rebounds well. And, this tournament week, he led us in scoring against JCN, and then the Veritas game, he gave us a nice boost with another 12. So our struggle this year has been offense, and when you can get a couple guys in double figures, and Riley being one of those, that's a huge boost to our team, and we play well when that happens.
Trying to build off that momentum here on Friday, so you had no game early this week, so you've had a few extra days to maybe get in the gym, get some extra practice time in, get some guys healthy, a little bit of extra rest. But it's going to be a tough challenge on Friday night. You guys go non-league. You get a CARE Paravel team right now, number 7 ranked in the 2A class. They just beat Centralia earlier this week. What can you tell us as far as the preparation, kind of the expectations for a very good CARE Paravel team that you guys are going to welcome in on Friday night?
Yeah, no, like you said, they're really good. They're ranked in the state. We played them last year, obviously different team, but their culture and their style is very similar. They're very disciplined. They're very quick. They're very athletic. They'll most likely play man-to-man. They're a very good team. Probably one of the better teams we'll see all year. And it's nice to see them here this week, because depending on how February shakes out, I mean, it's possible that that's a team in our regional that we might have to face. So doesn't hurt to face good competition right now. And yeah, with practices, no game around Tuesday, so we've been able to hit it hard with practice this week, and then even next week we only have one game. So a lot more practice time for this time of year, which is not a bad thing for our young team, so we can fine-tune things and finish the the last month pretty strong here, hopefully.
Atchison County boys basketball coach Corey Eckert joining us. Big win against Veritas Christian last week to close out that Oskaloosa tournament. A few extra days to practice this week. They'll get ready for a top 10 team in 2A in Care Paravel. They welcome in at Care Paravel to Effingham on Friday night. Well, Coach, we always appreciate it, man. Good luck Friday against Care Paravel. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, man.